Back home now and to federal politics, and there might be a beat or two left in the heart of Lazarus. Several polls tracking the first week of the campaign all show a move back towards the coalition. That said, Labor still enjoys a commanding lead, and should the results of these polls be repeated in 5 weeks' time, it would win in a landslide. To discuss the first week of the campaign, we're joined by our chief political correspondent, Chris Yuleman. Chris, polls everywhere, AC Nielsen, News Poll, Galaxy have all had a go. Is there a consistent message?
Yes, Peter, and I think that reports of the government that the government is dead may be the message. The reports that the government is dead may be premature, I should say. In the Fairfax papers, AC Nielsen has the gap narrowing by 2 points to 54% for Labor and 46% for the Coalition. In News Limited, the Galaxy poll, the poll the Prime Minister puts most store in, well, that's halved the gap between the parties against its last poll from 12 points to 6. And News Poll has the government in with a shot of holding the marginal seat of Braddon. Now, there's 2 points to remember in all of this. On the AC Nielsen poll, for example, if this poll was repeated on the 24th of November, then the ALP would win in a landslide. And the movements in the Nielsen poll are within the margin of error, so nothing may have changed at all. But it will be a tremendous boost for the Coalition and send a shudder through Labor, and it'll reinforce the government's feeling that it's taken the first week of this campaign and forced Labor to spend most of its time responding to the Coalition's agenda.
Could it be that some of the seats that Labor relies on are outside the most marginal?
Yes, it could. And we mentioned this on AM on Monday. A lot of attention has been focused on Queensland and what might happen there because of it's Kevin Rudd's home state. But there are reports out of Victoria that the Labor Party is very confident about how it might do there. Now, as far as the Liberal Party is concerned, in Victoria it has no really marginal seats, the lowest one being Deakin on a margin of 5%. Well, the Labor Party thinks it might take Latrobe, which has got a margin of 5.8, or Corangamite on 5.3, or even McEwen on 6.4. And in New South Wales, there are similar seats like that. So New South Wales and Victoria might become the focus of the rest of this campaign.
The campaign has been on in earnest for almost a week now. What's the key issue shaping up to be?
Well, it's the Prime Minister. And if you want confirmation of that, then look at everything the Labor Party is saying. Kevin Rudd mentioned new leadership 16 times in 4 minutes when he launched his campaign on Sunday. And finally now, the Labor Party accepts, and this is after many years, that a large chunk of the electorate actually likes the kind of leadership that John Howard has provided. It's just that looking at these polls, that they think he's a little bit old and they worry that he might be out of touch and they're angry about work choices. Now, that's reflected in Labor's mantra that John Howard has lost touch with working families. So Labor's actually offering a doppelganger of a Prime Minister, just younger and with the scary bits gone.
Well, speaking of the leadership, I understand there's a bit of a story brewing on that this morning.
Yes, there is. Now, if you want a John Howard as a leader, then you want a strong leader. Now, Gavin O'Connor was punted out of the Labor Party seat of Corio in a stoush in Victoria. He's now running as an independent. He announced that yesterday. Now, when he did announce that yesterday, he was eulogising Kevin Rudd and telling his audience how much he respected Kevin Rudd and how honest he was. But what he said might not be the kind of message about leadership that Kevin Rudd wants sent.
Why is he honest? Because he came to me and said, Gavin, I'm not strong enough. I'm not strong enough to stop this happening from the mounting a challenge to you. And that was from within his own faction. And I said, Kevin, we'll stand. Don't you worry about that. I'll fight my own battles.
Gavin O'Connor, the dumped Labor candidate for the Victorian seat of Corio. I assume that the Coalition hasn't wasted a lot of time jumping on that.
You assume correctly, Peter. The Prime Minister was on News Radio at 7:15.
Mr Rudd's comment to Gavin O'Connor is very revealing. Gavin, I don't have the power to stop them dumping you. Now, in government, he would be in a similar position. He wouldn't have the power to stop a union view prevailing over the public interest. And that's why we think it's dangerous to have 70% of your front bench who are former trade union officials. It was 15%, 20%, 30%, but 70% is ridiculous.
The Prime Minister, our chief correspondent, Chris Yuleman, our reporter there.